basically tighten up our masking requirements a little bit. This basically would move it from requiring face masks, not just for retail and service employees, but pretty much the general public with certain exceptions. And I would, at this point, I think before we ask if any council member has any questions or make a motion, I think it would be fair to ask if there's anybody in the general public, either in the audience or online, that would like to share any comments over this issue before we move to look for a motion. So is there anyone out there that would like to address the council in any way, shape, or form regarding this proposed resolution? Okay. If not, I think if any of the, I think the council members have all had an opportunity to review the resolution, and there are some, there are a number of exemptions listed. Obviously, people consuming food or drinking, people in their vehicles alone, persons engaged in relationship worship activities. Healthcare for healthcare purposes, people that are giving a speech or having to have a mask off for broadcasting purposes similar as this, activities, athletic activities where 6-foot distance can't be maintained and a face covering would be inhibitory to the ability to safely and effectively do those exercises or activities. Persons younger than school age, persons with medical condition or disability. But I think if the council members have all, I believe, had an opportunity to review this. So if there's, if anybody has any other comments before, if not, we would be looking for a motion to approve this resolution.
Steele, I'll move to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Steele to approve the resolution. Do we have a second?
Is there still time for comments from council?
After
we have the... We've got a motion on the floor now. Again, I'll state we have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion. Do we have a second?
To be clear, by second, it can still be amended.
Okay.
If it isn't amended, or if there isn't a second, it dies. Or if it is amended, or if it is seconded, it can still be amended, though, after comments.
If the person who moved.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion? Do we have any discussion on the motion?
I take one concern with the resolution, point five, that it says there is to be no penalty, but I disagreement with that. I think in order for this mandate to have any real weight to it and to be effective whatsoever, I think there needs to be some sort of penalty involved. And I'm not advocating for anyone to be, you know, arrested or anything severe for not wearing a mask, but I think there needs to be at least some sort of infraction involved. When we're, you know, we've already had this mandate essentially in place and we're continuing to see many businesses and individuals not follow through with it as they should, as we'd, you know, like them to. And that is because it's at the end of the day, when we're just asking them to and there's no penalty, they are choosing, you know, to not follow because it's the city has not, it won't do anything to them if they don't. And I think it's important that we consider the health and safety of this community. Many people have reached out to me in this community that are very concerned about, you know, this virus spreading more than it is. And I look at our local hospital, I hear it is running low on beds and nearing capacity, and I'm concerned about there not being, you know, adequate bed space for those who are sick with this disease. And it is the responsibility of the council and leadership, I feel, to, you know, not just strongly ask, but, you know, find, you know, this mandate. Many other cities in the state, I know, are also doing a similar mandate, but they also lack any sort of penalty or any, you know, consequences for those who are, you know, not flagrantly not following it. And I think this is an opportunity for the city of Jamestown to not just follow along with what others are doing, but to lead, that we can be one of the first to say that, you know, a mandate is not, you know, as it is not enough. We've been asking people for months, please wear a mask. Please, you know, socially distance. Please, you know, respect the well-being of others around you. And it has been escalating more to where we're pushing a mandate more, and we're strongly encouraging people to do so. But there's a difference between strongly encouraging and asking people and saying that, you know, it's time to act. We have to do something. It's, you know, what we're doing right now, the numbers, I believe today, were the worst the state's ever seen. They are the worst Sussman County has ever seen. And we can debate all we want about the, you know, how effective the tests are, you know, about particles traveling through masks. And at the end of the day, I look at our hospital and we are running out of beds. I look at our local, you know, experts in the medical field and scientific field, and are they absolutely unanimous? No, but the overwhelming majority feel very strongly that we have to do more than what we're doing now, because if we continue, you know, following the status quo and doing what we've been doing, I'm afraid that this will get significantly worse. And I don't want the history books to look back and say, in this time of crisis, did the community leaders sit and do nothing, or did they at least try to do something? I understand that it's not going to be a popular opinion if we have some penalties, but no matter what we decide today, there's going to be people who don't agree with us. But as someone elected to represent this community and listening to those in it, I feel that everyone is, you know, strongly in favor that we need to do more than just ask, you know, politely. We have to do a little more, some sort of infraction. Again, not to throw people in jail, not to, you know, arrest people, but, you know, something a little more, because if a mandate has no penalty, then there's no reason for people to follow it if they don't want to follow it. There's going to be people who, you know, they wear masks now and this mandate won't make a difference. That, you know, it'll be business as usual, they'll continue wearing masks. And there will be people who don't wear a mask, and no matter what you ask, they will not. But I think there is a lot of people in between where they may not want to wear a mask, but if they feel that they have to wear a mask or are told that they need to, that they will make the choice to do so. And I think that is in the best interest of everyone else. Wearing a mask is not just to protect yourself, it is to protect those around you. And it's, that is what is important. We are part of a community. We need to be respectful and pay attention to the well-being of those around us. And our decisions can have major impacts on others. So I would highly encourage that we have an amendment that there is some sort of penalty infraction to, you know, add to this, and, you know, let Jamestown be one of the first cities in the state to, you know, try to push something a little more than what we've been doing.
I would just add to that that one of the reasons that we did have the approach that we took earlier is because if the businesses would put the requirement in, then it's enforceable. If we put a mandate in, it's not really enforceable. And so what I understand is that under the emergency powers that we're operating under, that we really have no authority to put any penalties on. And that's how I've understood this. I'm not sure that that I agree with you that the people in Jamestown, if this is put out as a mandate, because I think that we've seen a great increase in mask wearing since we put this in play here a couple of weeks ago. And I don't think that as far as right now, penalties, I know that the chief of police would say, and I believe it probably has to come from the governor, in order so there's something that would be enforceable. And I believe right now, and if what I've heard is correct, is that if we put some penalties in place now, that would have to be enforced by the state, not by the city. I'm not sure if that's exactly the way it is there, for sure, but I have a little more confidence in the people in Jamestown, I think, than that. And I don't want to create a bunch of problems for our police department, just so it looks like we're doing something. And I don't know if either the city attorney or the chief of police have anything to add to that at this point. If not, if you wish to make an amendment, you're certainly open to try to do that or to make an amendment.
Yes, I understand the feasibility of being able to enforce this would not be easy. So I understand, it won't be completely enforceable, I understand that, but it sets a precedent that even if it isn't enforceable, if it's at least on the books and that it shows we're actually trying something extra.
I would also add that no one at the Emergency Operations Committee, when we discussed this, recommended that we try to put penalties on it.
Councilman Flagel, if I could please. If you look at the no penalty section there, it says it supports businesses engaging local law enforcement as necessary to enforce the existing laws and removing individuals who refuse to abide by this resolution. So when you look at that second portion, if a business has someone coming into their business and they ask them to wear a mask and they refuse to wear a mask, they can call the local law enforcement, and those people could be, if I understand this right, removed for trespassing. So there is, the business itself can enforce this, and I don't think that we can, provided that the governor has not stated making it a mandate across the state. I don't know if we could do that.
I understand. I'm just concerned with that there are businesses that have the option to enforce it, but the issue is that there are a number of businesses that choose not to enforce incentives, or if they choose not to, that they'll continue to, not follow the mandate. And they get, if a restaurant doesn't follow, this is a public health issue, I feel. And if a restaurant, for instance, their staff are not washing their hands or they're preparing food or on the balls or insects running around, that would be a violation of health code. That would be a situation where the restaurant needs to follow a certain code for the sake of public health. And I feel this is falling in a similar vein, where if the the restaurants, it's not just restaurants, it's all businesses have a responsibility to public health. And it's I understand that yes, they have the backing if they choose to, but it's dismaying to me that there are still so many that refuse to partake in the mandate. It's concerning that we are all part of this community, and there's still people that, I feel there's some sort of penalty enforcement, which again, I'm not sure what the city's capable of, but if, it's some of those businesses still need a little extra push, please, it's like, we need you to step up. If you aren't going to stand up on your own, we need to try to encourage you to please do what's best with you.
Scott Ettinger, Police Chief. I guess to comment on what Councilmember Steele was talking about, if a business calls because someone is not following a mask mandate, we will go investigate that as under the current mandate and under the current policies of many businesses. We will go and investigate that, not necessarily as a crime of not wearing the mask right now, because there are serious questions about the constitutionality of being able to enforce this. And enforcing a crime are enforcing an infraction that is not constitutional, comes with consequences for the government. So that is almost universally a concern across the state amongst all of the law enforcement administrators. This has been a conversation for many weeks. The way that we look at this enforcement is if we show up on a call for service because someone is not wearing a mask, we would inquire from the business what their policy is and what their wishes are. We would inquire from the person who has been called upon whether or not they have some health issue or some other reason that they justifiably are not wearing a mask, and we would take the appropriate action, whether that be a trespassing and disorderly conduct, no charge at all, or some type of simple mediation, and then everybody goes along their way. That's the way the call is being handled right now. That would not change under this mandate as it's written. If there was some infraction or some misdemeanor charge that came along with a violation, if this resolution was amended, I'm concerned, and I guess I would kind of defer to help from the city attorney as to whether or not we truly have some constitutional standing to enforce this.
I think Councilmember Schlegel, we all feel the same way, that we really do need the public to stand up and start wearing a mask. We're not asking for people to do this forever. We're hoping that we can get through this in the next, I would say, at least, you know, 4 months. I'm hoping that a vaccine, as the mayor will allude probably, that we do get a vaccine sooner. I'm not going to bank on that right away, but the mask is the cheapest, easiest thing to stop the spread. And the public needs to be aware of that a virus does not travel on its own. It needs a host. And we as human beings are the host. We carry the virus. We spread the virus. So we are the ones that transmit the virus. Wear the mask and the virus will not be transmitted as easily. We can reduce the spread if the public would just cooperate. And I know there's going to be people that will not wear the mask. I guess if a situation like that comes up, just avoid that person. Maybe just through everyone else wearing a mask, maybe they will start getting the message. And I do believe that the masks have improved. More people are wearing them. More people are encouraging others to wear them. I agree with what you're saying, but I just don't know if we can legally take that entire route, unless we're wrong. But I, just from what I've been hearing and listening to, we may be infringing on other people's rights, because there are some that probably cannot wear a mask. And I'm not going to go out there and be the mask police. And I will admit there have been people that I have seen in some of the stores. I've expressed my concerns with the mayor. I won't mention names, but when I see people in a store and they're not wearing a mask and if they're coughing, I'm leaving the store. I'm not staying there. And I have done that for my own safety. So it is a concern. I agree with you, but I don't know how far we can go.
Good evening. This is Abby Giroux, the Assistant City Attorney.
I can't hear you. If you can, I can't.
Is this better?
Yeah, much better.
This is Abby Giroux, the Assistant City Attorney. The resolution that is put forward today is based off of the city's emergency powers that have been initiated based on the COVID-19 pandemic. That is the reason why we have this resolution before you. If there is a desire to look at creating some sort of penalty, this would not be the appropriate mechanism with which to take a look into that. I think if there is a desire by the City Council to look into that, we certainly can, and it may require some coordination with other types of agencies, but it would not be appropriate in this resolution. And I can certainly visit with Council Member Schlegel regarding perhaps some various mechanisms we can take a look at in the future if that ends up becoming the desire of the city council.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abby. I guess one more comment is if we can get people to wear the masks and to cooperate, and we can bring the numbers down where we're at right now, which is not good. We're not going in the right direction. We're not rounding a corner. We're in trouble. And we may have to look at further steps. And we're in a bad time right now. We have Thanksgiving. We have Christmas. We have events that are going to take place. There are going to be families that want to gather. And I would just point out family gatherings or where we have the section in here about family under a roof. If you're under a roof and you're living in your home, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you have company coming over, the way I read this, if you're going to have a Thanksgiving get-together, everybody that's not in that household or in that household, everyone would have to wear a mask. And if you're going to have a Thanksgiving get-together, you may have to eat in separate areas and take those precautions, because this is where a lot of the spread is happening right now. It's within family gatherings, people getting together in their homes, and it's being spread that way. So people need to understand how the virus is spread. And if we take the precautions, we can be safe. Yeah, it's going to be a sacrifice, but it's going to save someone's life. It's going to help the hospitals with their situation. I feel sorry for the nurses and the doctors that are being overworked right now. They're going to have to work through Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're not going to get anything other than a lot of people coughing and ill in the hospital. So the public has to be aware that this is serious. It's not a hoax. People are sick. People are dying. And the public has to take those precautions. Personally, our family, we're not having Thanksgiving this year. There won't be any family gathering. There will not be a family gathering at Christmas. So we are taking those precautions so that we can hopefully have another Thanksgiving and a Christmas where the entire family can be together again.
So mandate is, I'm in support of, you know, doing something rather than nothing. And I can agree that, you know, if it's advised that discussing the legality of any sort of look at the future, I think would be a good idea. I think it's healthy to have these discussions and bring this, you know, these ideas and concepts to the public, and so we can all, you know, discuss with the community what is best for us. And I'm just worried that in times of peril like now, complacency is something we must avoid. So I would be willing to go along with the mask mandates as today, but I just wanted to make sure my concerns were voiced, and I want to make sure that, you know, other options, you know, vigilance is something we look into in the future, and we keep a very close eye on what's going on. Thank you.
And I think it's very good and healthy to have a discussion on that. And one of the other things that I do think that we are going to see much better compliance, having some small penalty, I'm not sure if that would be productive or counterproductive. And at these times, one thing that I'm not really in favor of is there are a lot of people out there that want their 15 minutes of fame. And I don't want to be the vehicle for giving them that opportunity for that 15 minutes of fame either. But I hope from the discussion that the public out there understands that the city council is very concerned about this and knows that, and everyone understands that something does need to be done. And I'm really like also Councilmember Steele's comments about these family gatherings and so on, because although we are going to require that in stores and businesses, I'm guessing that we probably have a bigger problem in those smaller groups and private gatherings. And so it does take a mindset to change that. You know, if you're in and out of a store in a couple of minutes, you know, that's probably not where you're going to get the virus. But I'm not the science teacher like Councilmember Steele, so we'll defer to him on those issues. But anybody else, good discussion. Anybody else have any words to add? If not, would you please call the roll?
Did we get a second?
Yeah, did you second it?
I have a second.
Councilmember Canlis?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Heinrich?
Aye.
Schlegel?
Aye.
Buchanan?